Well, welcome to the big picture. Here we go. I am going to have an intimate conversation today with you all regarding my take on the Ken Wheeler and Jason Lanier situation. A lot of ugly here. Should be fun. All right, everybody, welcome to the big picture. I am Michael Sargent. Here we go. I mentioned earlier that I wanted to offer a take on the entire Ken Wheeler, Jason Lanier situation. So let me break this down for you a little bit. Jason Lanier is accused by some of his models of inappropriate behavior. And I saw a very heartfelt, touching video that Jason Lanier put up denying some of these accusations and trying to set the record straight on a few things. Now, Ken Wheeler's involvement, I got to be honest with you here. I think Ken Wheeler, the angry photographer, I don't think he's too good of a guy. I mean, I've seen some of his stupid videos, and sure, he does reviews, and sometimes they're honest reviews, but I think Ken Wheeler is a very bitter individual that just likes to create drama in situations, and there's proof that he has contacted some of the models that Jason Lanier has worked with to possibly, you know, advance an agenda. Let's be realistic here. Everybody saw the video, Jason Lanier and Ken Wheeler doing a shoot together with, that was totally inspired by some comments that Ken Wheeler originally made about Jason Lanier. And Jason Lanier basically called him out on it. So Lanier schooled Wheeler, you know, in that video. You know, Jason Lanier is a damn good photographer, and his work is, you know, it's very classy, very elegant. And he's a master at posing people. And I think that what happened was Ken Wheeler could not deal with the fact that Jason Lanier, you know, although very classy, done. Lanier just bested Wheeler, and I don't think Wheeler could live with that. So when you wanna put a hurt into somebody, I mean, the best way to do it, you know, get into the inner circle, get into people's heads, and then have them, you know, create false accusations about some things. And I think that's what we have going on here. Could I be wrong? Sure. I mean, I'm not close to the story. I just know what I saw. And, you know, there's all these other videos out there with models that are talking about inappropriate behavior by Jason Lanier. And there's videos that have been put up to basically state that, you know, these are the real actions. And Jason Lanier has put himself in a position to protect himself at this point. Now, I kind of have to look at things like this. Jason Lanier seems like he's a very driven individual, very goal-orientated. He wants to produce some great imagery. And I know he's worked with several different models, and he's taken them to places, you know, exotic places, you know, Cuba. I know his assistant, Emily Rinaldo, you've seen some of the photos that they've done together, and I've never seen Emily Rinaldo say anything, you know, negative about Jason Lanier. So who knows what happened here? If you want my opinion, I would like to believe the better in people. And I think that Jason Lanier is a husband, a father. And I mean, is there that possibility that he did say something inappropriate to one of these models? Well, that's possible. There's also the possibility that when people work together, they form relationships, somewhat of a bond. And certain signals may have been sent by the models towards Jason, and Jason could have possibly said something that seemed inappropriate to the models. It's possible. I wouldn't want to rule it out, but as far as Jason acting on anything or doing anything inappropriate, I would have a hard time believing that. I've seen Ken Wheeler make some pretty disgusting comments on his blog, and you know, personally, I don't like the guy. I think he's a scumbag. I think he's bad for photography, and I don't think he's a very good photographer in the first place. My opinion only, not that it really matters to anyone, but I see Jason Lanier being published, and you know, some of his work is in photography magazines, especially with his association with Rotolite. Now, there's a mystery here. And I'm wondering, you know, if Lanier is going to take legal action against Ken Wheeler, you know, for the comments that he's made. I mean, it truly is defamation of character. And there's a lot of hearsay. So it's something I'm watching. I want to see what actually comes down from it all. Not that, you know, it'll really be made public knowledge, but if you look at videos that are put up, you know, by Jason Lanier himself, there's a lot of defense mode, a lot of protect mode here, because Jason is accused of some pretty heinous things. So I personally don't think that Jason Lanier did anything wrong. I think that a lot of this is Ken Wheeler inspired. And if I'm wrong, I hope that comes out. I mean, when you're working with young girls, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, 18 years old, you know, there's a line and you just don't cross it. And I think that that's why, you know, a lot of times, if you really want to look at responsible, you know, behavior, I question parents. All right, there is no way I would let one of my daughters go off with somewhat a complete stranger to an exotic location, you know, Cuba or anywhere else in the world, to do photos with somebody that you really don't know. And I think if anything, the way the world is now, you really can't even trust the people you know. You hear about it all the time, the abuse cases, and oftentimes it's the abuses is, you know, put forth by people that you actually know, and they make threats to the kids. And I, you know, don't ever tell anybody about this. I mean, it raises a lot of questions here. And that's not to say that I feel Jason Lanier did any of the things that he's accused of. So I see a lot of, you know, videos that were put up too with the models acting inappropriately around Jason. And that's all Jason Lanier footage, you know, things that he's put up in his defense, which I guess rightly so he should. But I kind of feel like that if things are not proven, you know, if they realize that this is not true, then I think Jason has done the right thing by putting someone he does trust, like Emily Rinaldo in charge of things, to book things, to deal with the models, to set things up, I think that's the smart way to do things. So, you know, Jason just basically does the photography, has minimal interaction with the models unless it's during the actual shoot. And understandably and sadly, that's the position he has to take because he's accused of such things. And, you know, if we can be more specific about it, he's accused of behaving inappropriately in a sexual manner. I don't know if I buy any of that. I mean, the man has a lot to risk. He's regarded as a photographer, you know, a very, very good photographer. And, you know, that shtick has been out there for a long time about photographers being scumbags when it comes to working with women. And I've seen videos, you know, online where the photographer behaves completely inappropriately to inspire the model to react a certain way, and they take the photographs. And I just don't believe that that's how things should be. I mean, a professional model or someone who is really in tune to what they're doing, they have the ability to cast a look without, you know, being offended or put into an uncomfortable position to actually show a facial expression. I mean, it's about mindset, and I truly believe that someone who is a professional will put their mindset into a place where they need to be to portray a look, and the photographer is to inspire that, you know, communicate what they're looking for. But, you know, one instance is a video I saw with a photographer behaving inappropriately, you know, talking about how beautiful this woman was and, you know, how hard he's getting, you know, just looking at her and photographing her. And it made her feel very uncomfortable. And you could see the facial expressions on her face. Now, this was a commercial. It wasn't an actual shoot. It was just, I guess you could call it a promo for some company that they did about photographers acting inappropriately. But it was something that I watched, and it was something that I thought, you know, was pretty, it was important, but the way it was done, it looked sleazy. And that was the intent of the video, you know, sleazy photographers. So based on what I've seen, I don't see Jason Lanier behaving in a sleazy manner. What I do see is Ken Wheeler, you know, doing his videos and criticizing absolutely everybody and every camera company and doing his reviews. And there's a lot of honesty there, but I also feel there's a lot of bias there. I mean, Wheeler is a Fuji shooter and a self-proclaimed genius. I just don't necessarily buy it all. You know, I've seen some of his videos after the initial thing with Lanier and Wheeler. I made a comment about Ken Wheeler, and I was blocked, you know, by Ken Wheeler. So, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people like that over the course of my career. And, you know, the bottom line is when you look at photography, there's people out there that have really good personalities and they're popular with people and people like to work with them. And then there's others out there that do really nice work, but they're not as well liked because of their personality. And I think that in today's day and age, there's a lot of photographers out there that are struggling to run a business because they're not extroverted. I mean, some photographers, and like most artists, they're introverted, and doesn't take away from their work, but people generally like to have an experience, a positive experience, you know, that this was a lot of fun. This photographer was fun to work with. And it all comes down to the images that that said photographer can actually produce. I fall into that category. There's a lot of people that may not like my personality. I am direct. I've known that about myself for years. I like to work with people, but I don't like to be toyed with. And a lot of times that's what I get. You'll have somebody that's interested in you doing some work for them, and they waffle back and forth on things, endless emails. And it's one thing, you know, if they have questions and they want to ask questions about what you can do, that's great. But when there is back and forth and back and forth and back and forth emails about this, that, and the other thing, I've learned that when you have that going on, there's a very strong possibility that the client is not going to book with you. So how much time do you actually invest? And that's what you have to look at. You know, you can do some of the greatest work in the world and be highly regarded, but at the end of the day, if you have somebody that's waffling back and forth between you and another photographer who they'd want to work with, you're better off, you know, just being very direct about it and saying, if you want to work with me, that's great. If you do not, cool. You know, work with who you want to. That's why there is so many photographers out there nowadays. Bottom line is, you get what you pay for. And if you're willing to pay a photographer for their work, then that means that you regard that photographer as somebody who can take really quality images. So, to summarize, Ken Wheeler, I don't know if you did some of the things that you're accused of. I guess that'll be decided by a judge if you're sued. If you are, then I would suspect that you're going to pay a hefty price for the involvement or the role you played in trying to smear Jason Lanier. So, Jason Lanier, I wish you the best of luck with all this, and I certainly hope that you're able to exonerate yourself. I enjoy seeing some of your videos. I enjoy the imagery you take. Unfortunately, I have never been able to connect with you. But that's irregardless. I would just like to see the truth come out and it well understood what the truth actually is. So, you know, Jason Lanier, if you are behaving the way that you're accused, then I would suggest, you know, maybe it's time to step away, because being called a pedophile is not a good thing, and there's a lot of questions here. So let's certainly hope that, you know, these accusations are false and the people responsible for those accusations are dispelled and proven to be false claims. So, with that said, that's all I really have on the topic of Wheeler, Lanier, and the entire scandal. So, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll do one again as soon as we have time. A lot of my podcast recordings they're coming off of my phone right now because I have been so busy that I don't have time to sit in front of a computer and do the podcast. So, we'll come up with another topic here very shortly and keep this party rolling. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Sargent, and this is The Big Picture. Out.